Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey, hi there. My name's Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Hi. Greg.
This lovely lady to my right, as I go counterclockwise, is Laura J. Boyce. Pride of Hooksett, New Hampshire.
Yes,
and
indeed.
If I round the corner at her 3 o'clock, I'm going to get to about my 1, James Dunn from Beverly, Massachusetts.
That's correct.
Now of Hampton Beach. I drove past your house, by the way.
Did you?
Yes.
This weekend? Over the weekend?
A week ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I was out early, and it was too early to drive by. One of these days,
yeah,
I'm going to say, let's go get a cup.
Let's someday when there's some waves.
Yeah.
I'll show you a couple secret waves I got. We'll go take some pictures. We can't show them to people, but, we could go down the, if we go down the wall, we can show them. Yeah.
If you want pictures of you surfing, yeah, I would be glad to take them.
That'd be fun.
You know. Make the waves.
Huh?
No. Yeah.
He's not making waves with me, man. I mean, he's going to make his own waves. But yeah, so James Dunn here. He's one of the stars of Frasier.
No.
One of the guest performers.
He's just a guy. Just a guy who plays Moose.
Rising star.
Just a guy who plays Moose.
He doesn't want to say it. He doesn't want to be that way. I'm just telling you that he's part of the cast.
I get a couple laughs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You're doing okay.
If I continue counterclockwise to about the 11 o'clock, another gentleman who gets laughs in a different way, usually when he drops his pants. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
As good, though. Scott McMullen.
Set you up and knocked you down.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That's the only way to win with
Tell
Scott.
Tell you what, Val was not laughing.
Do it before he gets to the, you see, there he goes.
That's it.
There he goes. I had it coming, though.
It's like a tennis match with you guys.
That's what she said.
And then at 9 o'clock. Almost 8:30 is Kelly. Don't laugh. I mean, seriously. I mean, you're the kind of guy that shits himself and walks around in it all day. So, I mean, you know.
I met a listener over the break.
This is not going to be
Bill from Newburyport.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And we took a picture together, and then he sent me an email. Said Scotty's cool. I like him a lot. But it seems that lately he's been targeting Greg a bit too much.
Ah, there you go. Right
so
there.
A little defense.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate
and
that.
And then he went on to say, you might also want to tell Greg he's got to stop using poor English when he says anyways, because it's anyway. And when he says join my wife and I is wrong. It should be join my wife and me about the Iceland tour.
You know what? That's
so full of some nuggets.
I'm going to get on that second one. I was literally driving across 101 today, and I went, join my wife and me.
Yeah. I'll be honest, 100%, I've never figured that out. Like every time.
Because you pretend that the wife's not in there, join me.
Right.
I remember my teacher telling me that. You can tell me until I'm blue in the face.
Yeah,
I still have never figured it out. Yeah. Because I always think, isn't it my wife and I, or is it, can I say me
my wife
and
I,
my wife?
My wife and I went out for dinner.
All right, but
I went out for dinner.
So join Valerie and me, or Valerie and me?
Join Valerie and me.
Because if Valerie wasn't
join
there,
me.
He joined me.
Yes.
That's how my English teacher explained it to me back in the day.
I honestly, I'm not trying
it's
to
It's funny because
be...
I was horrible in English, and my English teacher told me I'd never write a book, and I wrote 3 of them.
Did
you send one to her?
I wanted to, but she had passed away.
It doesn't click in my brain. It still doesn't click in my brain why that's the case.
All right, I'm sorry.
I will tell this.
I is the subject.
Yes.
Me.
No, don't do it that way. Join. If it was just you, not Val, what would you say?
Join me.
Join me.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So join me and Val. If you were going to say you, Greg, went to get a sandwich, what would you say?
I went to get a sandwich.
I went to get a sandwich.
So never this use I in connection with any other person.
No.
I and
no.
Mike. See, this work gets fucked up. I don't.
Yes. Yeah, probably.
Because me is the object.
Yeah.
I is the subject. So if... You can't put I with something else. because then it would no longer be the subject. Me is the object.
I'm sorry.
Let me simplify it. Okay. Just take the other person out of it and see if it sounds right. If it doesn't, you're wrong.
I'm going to look up a...
Wow. Scotty, tell me you're with me on this, because
I am, you say join in Iceland.
Okay, I'm not going to... I'm taking that fucking sentence
you should
out.
Use
you
I
and Scotty are going to get some
acting.
Lunch.
Yeah. I, if you're the one acting. Me is the word to use when an action is done to you. I ate the fish. The fish ate me.
Then wouldn't it be it's not an action being done to me. Join Valerie and I.
No.
Because it's not being done to me. No. See, there's it doesn't make sense to me. All right, anyway. I'm gonna remove any reference of me and I and Valerie from the... I'm taking it out. I'm just taking it out.
I is subjective, which means it's used when the speaker is the subject.
Laura, you're right. I'm not saying I'm right.
Valerie and I are going to Iceland. Valerie and I are going to Iceland. Join Valerie and me going to Iceland.
Okay. All right. That makes perfect sense. But yeah, I'm taking it out.
I'm in a writer's guild.
Yeah. No, trust I know me you on are.
This. It's only been running for 3 weeks. Somebody could have called.
I am not denying you're right. Yeah. I believe you. Yeah. I can't make it in my head. I can't do it. So, and sometimes actually, I use poor English on purpose.
For comedy.
I do. Well, I use it that way on purpose sometimes.
Know your crowd.
Well, right.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I say ain't sometimes, you know, I do it on purpose, that case, I'm wrong.
It's in the dictionary,
clearly.
Right? Ain't is now in the dictionary.
Yeah. No. When we're having a discussion, you can speak any way you want.
Yeah.
But when you're reading copy to sell a commercial, there are people where if the English is off, it just kind of makes
Well, that commercial is getting changed today.
All right.
And guess what it's not going to say?
I don't even think Valerie's going to be in it at this point.
No, she's out. Oh, all right. She's out. Matter of fact, I'm not even bringing her. Like now, I'm cut her out. She's not going to be joining me.
Join me and Valerie.
Yeah,
dude, that's it.
Join me. Join me. That's
join
it.
Me.
It felt weird
and Valerie.
Saying join me because I was
join us.
Going to be there. Yeah. Anyway, so thank you for Bill. Thank you for defending me. And making your very relevant and spot on point. You know, I'm with you, Bill. Thank you. So, anyway.
Feedback's good. It's good to get the feedback from the people.
Yeah, you made me... Oh, speaking of feedback, check this out. You missed this earlier. I want to play this for you because you're involved. This is one of the talkbacks that we got earlier that you might want to... What's that noise?
It's the ocean in front of my house.
Yep.
No, that should not
be... Is that
be,
Baltimore?
Is that the voice box?
I don't know. It should be not... Oh, I know what that is. Forget it. You don't want to know.
All right.
It's the audio from a bald eagle's nest that I've been watching in Bear Valley, Colorado. Oh, yeah, California. It's sleeping. Wow.
Bald
it's been on
asleep?
All morning, but I had the audio off. Yeah, the bald eagle is sleeping. Yeah, let's get rid of that. Gross. Anyway.
Leave the eagle alone.
I posted it on my page, and I left the page up. So anyway, can I get back to what
intriguing.
I was going to play? This was one of the talkbacks that
bald
somebody...
Bald eagle sleep.
What's that on my page, my new boyfriend?
Scotty's looking at bald eagles over here, too.
They're on the eggs. Oh, yeah. Look at bald beavers is what he's looking at.
I didn't think you were into the bald.
It's a new thing.
Right. Oh, new
so
thing.
Check this out, Jimmy. Here's a talk back that a woman sent us here.
Hey, Buzz. I love you guys, but I got to ask you a question. Did you break up with Bob Marley?
Ooh.
We never hear about him anymore. It's like Jimmy is just everything now, and Bob is just nothing.
Oh. Oh.
So we got that, and then I got... I won't play the whole thing, but then I got this.
Okay.
Yeah. Dink one to dink two. Dink one. Over. Listen, somebody said there was a rumor going around that you and I had broken up. Now, I don't know who said this, but it cut me deep to the core.
You knew it did.
I would never, ever... do that. You know how I feel about you.
I do.
You and I, solid. When I heard that,
breaks out the Rod Stewart.
Just about ripped me to pieces. I don't know why they would have said that.
He's in Florida, actually.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if I ever get a piece of that lady that said that. I'm going to go off hard.
And he went on and on. But it was just kind of funny that he heard about that.
That's awesome. In, so. That's he's on his way back. And yeah. I believe he's in Portsmouth this weekend.
Yeah.
Good.
And I may see him.
He will be, I think, visiting soon. I recently saw him, and he was, you know, obviously great, as always. He's just, you know.
I hang with some of the funniest people in the world. Mm-hmm. He's top of that list, man. The year we were next door neighbors in L.A. when we were young comics trying to make it out there.
Yeah.
One of the best years of my life, man. I laughed so hard with that guy. He's one of the best.
He speaks very highly of you. Matter of fact, he doesn't speak ill really of anybody.
No.
Very, very rarely, you know, except Kelly. He doesn't like Kelly.
He's not a big fan of Kelly. Yeah.
Doesn't like Kelly. Yeah. He loves Roadkill because Roadkill got divorced. And he was very...
So I thought that was very cool, the in thing. and then a year later...
He dapped him. When he said, I get a divorce, he goes, oh, man. He puts his hand out. And Roadkill's like, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm living in a fucking box.
You were living with your mom.
I think he was living out of his car at that point.
Yeah, I was living out of the car at that point. And then a couple of years later, I take my youngest, who was a huge, you know, all of a sudden discovered him, thought he was funny, and Amy, my now wife, to the show, and he's like, oh, your two daughters are beautiful. And Amy's like, oh, boy.
You know what? There was something I was going to do for the 24/7. Hold on a second. I can't... Oh, that's a what is a lot of stuff we didn't get to today.
Yeah, for tomorrow. Huh? It's a new day.
Yeah, there was a story of a mom that had triplet teens, and she's refusing to throw them individual. If you had a triplets now, imagine mm-hmm. that. I have a friend that had triplets right out of the gate. First time he got a woman pregnant. Boom, it was like first time they had sex, had babies, and they were triplets. Ended up getting married. Lovely couple. Awesome, beautiful daughters.
Yep,
but. This particular story is they're mad at the mom because she refuses to throw individual Sweet 16 parties for each of the triplets.
Horrible.
Are you kidding? I mean, it's horrible.
No,
what?
It's horrible that they expect that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
That's what I hope.
But,
okay.
I agree, but maybe like for a 16, because some people, people make a big deal out of 16.
Okay.
Come on. It's not their wedding. Your wedding's going to be separate.
What sucks is, well, I mean, I'm sure any twin or triplet maybe wants their own individuality, mm-hmm. and maybe they have different friends. Or
hey,
maybe,
go find it when you're 18.
And maybe growing up, you're always like,
when you're off the clock, when you're off my books, beat it. Go do whatever
totally,
you want.
Like even my kids, say if they were twins, two totally different kids. One wants to rock climb, the other wants to have video games. Like, how would you? Throw two different parts. Like you couldn't. Nope. You guys got to compromise on something. Right.
You get
something.
A rock climbing video game. That's how you fix that. You
their whole lives
have been forced together.
Have been forced together.
I think
and maybe they're ready for the kids.
Three individual.
Maybe I want to be myself.
It's tough. There's three of you.
You should have thought of that before you put your legs in the air.
No, you don't know what you're gonna get. You don't know what you're gonna get when you put your legs in the air.
You throw your legs in the air.
You have one party. You get three cupcakes. You get a chocolate. You get a vanilla. You get a red velvet. Go ahead. Then you have a draft.
Yeah.
You were first.
Right.
You came out first. You get first pick.
And everybody knows if you want triplets, you got to do it doggy style. That's how you have triplets.
Is that what happens?
But here's the problem, Scotty, is that the Sweet 16 in a lot of places can be a very expensive, like Uber party that you're like. Having three of those is ridiculous. You cannot expect a parent to have three uber expensive parties, Sweet 16 parties. You know, I think they're ridiculous anyway.
You also sit down and have a conversation with them and say, if we're going to do three different parties.
We're having one party.
Yeah.
If we're going to do three different parties, we're not going crazy here. This isn't going to be something that would be on MTV, My Sweet 16. It's not going to happen like that.
Nah, but I mean,
if you have a kid that, like Laura said, one of them's into rock climbing, the other one's into reading, and the other one is into video games. How the hell are you going to put all three of those together?
Of them wanted a big party with a DJ, a venue, and lots of invites.
Sure. Yeah, okay, you go.
Okay. Total problem.
Usually for their birthdays, the mom gives them $150 each. They go out to dinner with friends, go to different restaurants, whatever. The mom said this year the type of blowout parties teens are asking for is not even in the budget. Yeah. The venue would be around $500. You know, I mean, you're looking at $4,000 for each kid.
So I do like that.
Stupid.
What I tell my kids
stupid
is,
money.
Do you want a birthday gift or do you want a party? Because you don't get both. especially with kids having birthdays in the winter, it is so hard to afford a place to go and have a birthday party. So if you want to have a birthday party that I know is going to cost me $200 plus, you don't get a gift. That's the rule.
My whole thing
is... My kids now, as they're getting older, realize... I'd rather just get a gift or cash want the party.
I like that. That's right.
That's the way
to
do it.
And before I said that, you hadn't read what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then sorry. We're having one party, and you know maybe we'll do it at a place. We'll have a DJ, but I'm not doing three.
It all starts when you're rolling the circus out for the 1 year, the second 3 year birthday, and every birthday's got to be bigger and better. You're screwing yourself when you start big as when they're going to least remember it. You know what I mean? It's like if you're going to have a party and you're going to bring in the circus tent or whatever, do it when they're 6 or 8 or when they're just
16 years old, you're a grown up. That sweet 16 birthday party is, I can't even comprehend.
Stupid.
I can't. You know what I got for my 16th birthday? My dad said, I know a guy that'll put an inspection sticker on that car. That's what I got for my 16th birthday.
I got you a stop sign to fill in that hole in your car so you won't see the ground when you're driving.
I'll tell you what I got.
You're welcome.
You know what I got?
Thanks, Dad.
I'll tell you what I got.
Want to help me put it in? Not today, kid.
For my 16th birthday, and I think you're too young to remember this, I was taken out to dinner by my grandparents at Hector's Country Kitchen on Route 1 in Northampton.
I vaguely remember Hector, I think.
Hector would come out and walk around the restaurant. That was it, though. There was no special thing to be at 16.
No.
And then, it was a sweet 16. What a bullshit thing that is.
I think that's more of a am I right, newer thing? My parents didn't do anything like that. And they didn't even do anything like that for my sister.
No, it's not new in the sense that the last 5 years. It's been going on for a while.
Okay.
MTV started it. They had a show, didn't they?
Yes.
My Sweet 16.
My Sweet 16.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But it's all because you can post it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a status.
That's not
it's
color Porsche I wanted.
It's
you
a status
ruined my birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to punch those kids.
Yeah.
You want to punch those kids. We didn't have birthday. We had birthday celebrations at the house when I was a kid, obviously, you know, back in the 1800s. Was a pan, like a cake that was like made in a pan.
Yep.
And it was on the Sunday closest to your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's when you did it. And my sister was born on the 22nd. So we had whatever on the closest weekend day. And there was no birthday parties. You know, that's just the way it was.
Later on, there was bring a few of your friends over. But like, my dad wasn't there. My dad was working. My mom, she did it after work.
Christmas Eve, man. Was no having friends.
My dad wasn't there because he lived in an apartment in Beverly.
Hey, we didn't have to. I didn't mean to get personal.
Did you ever have did you have birthday parties in your
I remember a couple.
Yeah.
At our apartment. And
I didn't.
Not every year.
Yeah. I didn't.
My mother would put coins in the cake.
Oh, yeah?
She put. When we're
choking hazard.
She
put ball bearings in there. Jesus
no, she would, she would. When we were children, she would put coins, like quarters and.
Never heard of
what
that.
What is the explanation?
Yeah it's going to kill you.
Scoop up your cake and find three quarters and you go down to the arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what happens if.
Your fat cousin choking on his game.
You didn't make it. You got that penny lodge and you're throwing it.
I'm telling you, she didn't even boil them. She just threw them right in the cake.
Yeah. Back then, who cared? Yeah. You know, we weren't worried about dirty coins.
No, I'm not talking about the dirt. I'm talking about the choking hazard that somebody.
We were eating wood chips on the way to school. We didn't give a shit.
My mother didn't think of that stuff.
I know.
My mother had two different. My mother would have friends over, and there were literally the adult brownies and the kids' brownies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. She was in.
Well, I don't mind that.
She was in another world. Yeah, but that was. I mean, think about back then. Yeah, though.
That happens in my house sometimes.
I know.
But that's today. You could go around the corner and buy those brownies now. But back then, back then you'd do 3 years for those brownies.
Now it's very normal in any situation when somebody says we've got brownies.
Sure.
To say what kind?
Yeah. Or when you go to a kid's birthday party, there's the kid punch, and then there's the adult punches that are a little bit higher.
There's different we get that worked out in the boys' household.
Yeah. So there was no birthday party. It was never a. We didn't bitch about it. It just was. It was no big deal. You know what I mean? I wasn't thinking about it. I never get that birthday parties until people start to tell you, you're a holiday baby. You get chipped. I never thought that way. I don't know why. We were poor. I was lucky to get anything, for God's sake.
I had a very wealthy grandmother. So that was the one gift that you were hoping when my grandmother's gift came, you know, FedEx from Greenwich, Connecticut, you went, this is going to be good.
Did anybody have the grandmom that sent like a $5 bill and kept sending it when you were 30?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that.
Yeah.
Little $5 bill.
I took it.
Yeah,
my grandmother opted a little bit as time went on.
Mine was still getting it at 28, and it was in a little envelope with the hole, and it was still $5. And I was great. It was very, very nice.
Grammy J still puts in the mail. I get, you know, each boy gets a card with their, you know, $5 or $10. Jeff and I get an anniversary card. I get my birthday card. Yeah.
We still get cards. Yeah.
Yep.
So do we.
I was going to say, you get a card, Greg? Nobody listens to us 24/7.
My mom sent us a Christmas card.
Yeah.
For Valerie and a Valentine's Day card.
Okay.
And it said, sent it to me, Greg Kretschmar, their son. And they said, happy Valentine's Day to our
daughter and son-in-law.
It sent it to me.
Yeah, that's close.
So it's and so then
that's close enough.
So I'm like, I laugh. I'm not gonna. I would never say this on the air. I don't want to embarrass my parents. They sent the same one to my brother. We both got the same card.
So it's just same.
And then they sent the same one to my sister.
Has there been some needling?
And then I shared it.
And then what happened?
And then what happened is, don't tell anything anybody. Okay, don't.
No, this is horrible.
And so I texted my family going, hey. Look at this, you know, look at that, I got this thing.
And then they all start comparing.
I got one too.
And one sister goes, at least you got one.
Oh.
Yeah. So all of them got the sister and son-in-law.
Yeah, but there's no riff. There's not like a, it just is, I don't know what happened. You know what I mean? Look, I got the wrong card, you didn't get one.
They're at the age when everybody gets confused.
She's 90 almost, you know, so, yeah. But it was like, at least you got one. I'm like, shit.
Listen, if it weren't for our 90-year-old relatives keeping the post office alive, what else would they be mailing?
She sends cards. She brought me, she said, we took her out to breakfast, and she said, can we stop by the dollar store?
Mm.
This was the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Or something like that. Why? Because the cards are on sale.
Yeah.
So she bought us Christmas cards, okay? And then I was with her when she bought them.
Yeah.
And, I took them from her, and I paid.
Yeah,
and 2 weeks later, I got the card that I paid for.
Fantastic!
So I was like, "What are you gonna
but
do?"
But that's look. It's a dollar. Yeah. It's a dollar card. That's why it's set there. Yeah. By the way, she saved you money.
Yeah,
yeah. And by the way, when you go in the dollar store, and I'm not disparaging the dollar store, I go there all the time.
Love
the dollar store.
Now they have the $3 aisle.
But when you think about
the life of a
greeting card. And how long it had to sit on a rack somewhere before they shipped it over to the dollar. Like, how bad that pun is on that card.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But nobody reads them. So, and you get two for a dollar now? Great deal.
Why I don't send cards.
I often.
You just said.
I will often make my own, scribble a little ink on a piece of paper.
Oh, I like to go in and buy the most inappropriate card. And
but you're
I,
not
I will tell you right now, the only cards I keep are the picture cards. Like if it's Roadkill and his family, Laura, I will keep those. Kelly and Chloe, I would keep that.
Christmas card?
All right, so any card
that's a photo. How long you keep the Christmas card? Forever?
We have a thing, like a little bin that we put them in.
All right.
Yeah, so we don't get a lot because we stop sending them.
What do you do when it's somebody you're not as close to sends you the family card? What do you do with it?
You keep it for a couple of weeks and you know, guilt free. Then
because
I have a whole tupperware of years and years.
I celebrated some of the ones that I'm not as close with during vacay. I had a shredding party.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
those Christmas cards go in there because I don't want I'm just using this as an example. Laura sends me one.
Yeah.
And I throw it in recycling. God forbid somebody that knows.
So
I live
he shreds
there.
Us instead.
So he goes, oh my God.
He's got paparazzi going through his recycling now.
right.
Roadkill threw away Laura's card, so I shred.
You really shred them because you think someone's going to go through Scott McMullen's garbage?
No, I
she doesn't want it flying down the street.
I am so terrified of somebody like going, so I gave you the Christmas card and you threw it away.
Yeah, your neighbor found it three blocks down and sent it to me.
During the windstorm.
Yeah.
I got the boys family stuck to the side of my car.
Who's this woman in the Hooters costume?
They decorate the side of the closet, like up on the framing of the closet, on the trim around the closet. That's where they get hung.
That's what we do.
And then they come down. Those closest to us get kept. And if you're not that close to us, then I send them to a foreign country to underprivileged people that don't get Christmas cards.
We do all of that, except they last about 2-3 weeks, and then they're all gone.
Gone. Yeah, we don't send cards because I just don't. Wow.
The guy's a photographer. Guy's a photographer.
Yeah.
Doesn't send a Christmas card. That makes sense.
I'm not arguing yet.
You don't have to.
I'm not arguing it.
That's right there. Right there. My wife. That is a business card.
We just spent 20 minutes talking about what you do with cards, and half of them get thrown out.
More than half.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, but if your Christmas card is a beautiful photo.
Yeah, but it's lasted. It's served its purpose for Christmas.
Yeah, but you know, some people would be like, that's a beautiful photo. I'm keeping it.
Okay. And they can do that. I haven't. We've only used my photographs for Christmas cards once or twice. Senators have. The governor has. They use my photos on their Christmas cards.
He just whipped one out on you right there.
Okay, they've used them and they sent them. They were lovely cards. Yeah. Senator Shaheen used one of my photos this year. The governor used one. Him and Valerie used one in a year past. And
You get a little juice for that? You get some cash back?
Or? Yeah, he doesn't get parking tickets.
It's on his resume.
No.
The guy does not have a speed pass. But still doesn't get a bill in the mail.
Life
like
is a speed pass.
His life is
they
a speed
asked,
pass.
They were very, I'm very friendly with them, and they asked. And I said, it'd be my pleasure. No, of course.
Of course. No, no.
I'm not going to take it.
Diplomatic immunity.
Let me wrap. Yeah. You know how some people put like the little patch that the cops give you up on the dashboard? Cretchy's got it's a picture of a lighthouse.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, one time, that's the governor's Christmas card.
One time,
don't write me up.
Wasn't a lighthouse.
Greg got pulled over. Greg's been pulled over many times, and I was in the car.
Yeah.
We went on the air.
Not many.
Talked about it like on a Monday, driving back from a certain big New Hampshire event at the racetrack.
Yes.
And careful, Greg got pulled over.
Careful.
And let's just say they apologize.
Yeah, apologize.
And now the guy's doing parking tickets like in Alaska.
Yeah. It's not
for like two more years.
Not Alaska. The New Hampshire equivalent. He's working a parking lot. Hooks it.
No, and that's not accurate, by the way. That's not accurate.
Another time we got pulled over, the guy's like, can I do a quick photo? And I while I'm in there eating my food, I look out, and Greg's like by the car. The guy's like, all right, man, take care. Hey, listen, just slow down a little bit, Cretchy. Keep it safe.
Yeah, man, we just came from the Speedway.
That is not true. That is not true. Nobody asked me for a photograph. That is not true.
All right. Oh, he's standing up. He's standing up.
It's not true.
He's standing up.
When I get stopped, I will take the. I don't argue. I'll take the hit. I was doing wrong. I'll take the hit. I never try to get out of a ticket or anything. I'm guilty. That's the way. I don't do that.
I didn't try and get out of it. The guy goes, looks at me, his license and registration. Hand him the license. He goes, Jimmy Dunn, the comedian? I said, yeah. And he goes, slow the fuck down.
There's your joke, funny man.
Yeah, on his way.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
There you go. Nobody asked me to get out of the car and take a picture, Scotty.
Greg?
That's not what happened.
Oh, that didn't happen in Barrington?
I wasn't.
You got out of the car.
I did not.
He leaned in.
He did lean in.
Okay,
he asked me if I wanted to go for a motorcycle ride. He said, I ride. If you ever want to get together and ride.
Okay.
That's what happened.
I'm pretty sure he took a photo with you.
See, he makes me even doubt myself.
No, maybe you didn't get out of the car, but a photo was taken.
See, I'm going to have to edit out the town. I don't want any shit from anybody about that. That was years ago.
That
was decades
ago. It was wagons.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to get out of here. Forget about it. All right, anyway.
Sorry, Greg.
Yeah.
Drive slow going home.
I have not gotten stopped in a very long time.
Yeah.
That's true.
I've changed my...
Except the first week we started working here.
Coming over here.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, would you get out of my life?
You got pulled over there. Like,
get out of my life.
Listen, Gretchen. Hey, I know you're moving to a new station, but slow it the hell down.
I was coming in. Hey, see what I mean? Everything in my life, he's on it.
We got your insurance company calling in on line two. We should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, we got to go. Anyway, I haven't sped since. I've been very careful there.
Valerie and I were speeding.
I'm not going to. Yeah, it's not going to work.
I was speeding with Valerie.
Yeah.
He did get also spoken to for traveling in the breakdown, traveling in the passing lane up in Vermont. But they had come to find out they wanted to do some photographs.
That's not true.
Questions.
Not true. Again, that is a lie. All right. Well, Jimmy, good to see you, buddy.
You too.
All right. Everybody. Have a great day, Laura. Have a great day,
you
Kelly.
Too.
Have a great day, Roadkill. Fuck off. We'll all see you tomorrow. Bye now.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.